Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The U.S. Coast Guard and Navy personnel are conducting a joint agency oil production response exercise from now through Thursday this week in Ketchumak Bay. During the exercise, participants will deploy a Navy current buster system from the Coast Guard cutter Hickory. The current buster system is the latest technology available for oil recovery in an offshore environment in response to an oil discharge. This according to the industrial corporation NOFI. The current buster systems are designed and constructed to separate collected oil from water and to retain the oil in the system separator. This process results in a thicker layer of oil. Lieutenant Andrew Sinclair, 17th District Response Advisory Team, said the Coast Guard routinely trains alongside federal, state, tribal, and local partners to build capabilities and improve readiness levels. Training and exercises are important components of the nation's homeland security strategy and response capabilities that enable emergency responders to maintain their proficiency. The exercise is part of the National Preparedness for Response Exercise Program required under the Oil Production Act of 1990. Cruise ships bound for Alaska are reportedly unaffected by a Friday court order that pauses COVID-19 mitigation rules imposed by the CDC. And a federal judge is agreeing with the state of Florida in the lawsuit over CDC rules restricting the cruise industry. Bill Trefiro reports.
The judge granted a preliminary injunction against the CDC's COVID-19 vaccination rules for cruise ships. Florida claims the CDC rules requiring proof of vaccination are in violation of their state law, causing unnecessary harm to the cruise industry and Florida's economy. The judge's ruling changes the CDC requirements to recommendations for cruise goers who embark from a Florida port. I'm Bill Trefiro.
For the sixth straight year, GCI has been named Alaska's fastest ISP by PCMag.com. GCI set a record high PCMag speed index score of 149.0 this year, improving its 2020 score by 15 points. The company says the score places it well above national providers like Comcast, Xfinity, Cox, and Spectrum. Heather Handyside, GCI's Vice President of Corporate Communications and Community Engagement.
This PC Magazine every year rates internet service providers across the nation and gives them a score based on several different variables. And so last year, GCI was the fastest provider in Alaska. This year, we're the fastest provider. But I think more importantly even is that when you compare our scores with scores of big companies like Charter and Cox and Comcast in the lower 48, we're faster than many of them. And so we're really proud to have received the score.
In order to determine a provider's PSI score, PCMag incorporated 80% of the download speed with 20% of the upload speed based on results from PCMag's speed test tool. ISPs must receive a minimum of 100 different tests to be considered. It's also worth noting, GCI intends on increasing their internet speeds to 2 gigs soon.
GCI announced in May that in 2022, we'll be delivering 2 gigabit speeds to our Alaska customers who right now have 1 gig speeds. So that means that 77% of Alaskans will have access to 2 gigs. It will be the fastest speeds available to consumers anywhere in the nation. And we're seeing kind of little tiny neighborhoods in the lower 48 start to get these 2 gig speeds from big providers like Google Fiber. But when GCI rolls out 2 gig, we will reach by far more customers across the state than in any other state in the nation.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.